Amplify Your Success Podcast, Episode 0.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hi, Melanie Benson here, and I'm so excited you're joining me here for my brand new podcast, kicking off 2017 with the Amplify Your Success Tips. So I've been coaching thought leaders and visionaries and change makers. God, it's been almost 15 years now. No, it's over 15 years. Wow, that's right. I forgot a whole anniversary. Can tell there was a lot going on this last year. Inside of this 15 years plus of working with people who are really, they've got a great big vision and they know what they want to accomplish, I can't tell you how many of these really talented, really passionate people struggle with their business. They struggle with how to grow it in a way that doesn't burn them out. Or how do I keep pushing the envelope and achieve new things and keep staying relevant without getting perpetually overwhelmed? And not to mention trying to have a life in here. I mean, isn't that the whole reason why we have our business? That's why I decided to do Amplify Your Success. I get so many questions. I talk to my friends. I have so many amazing colleagues that I share this space with. And we have these conversations behind the scenes. I have clients that show up and they are so excited to make a difference and to get their work out there. But this business of business is daunting. And I have worked with a lot of people who have been trying and trying and trying to make it work. And they just can't figure out how to get successful. They can't figure out how to make it worthwhile without losing the essence of what they love the most. And that's what Amplify Your Success is about. So let me share a little bit about me, and then I'll tell you what you can look forward to in this podcast. I spent 14 years in corporate America. And I call myself a recovering corporate career climber. I really thought that's what my life was going to be about. And then in 2001, I finally realized that I could not fit my passion and my inspiration and my crazy entrepreneur brain inside of the square peg called corporate America. And I exchanged my cushy paycheck for independence, financial freedom, and an ability to really take this passion and be a ripple maker. I wanted to help people with all the things that I learned about structure and systems and kind of the left brain logic and that I had learned in my corporate career. I wanted to help the people that were creative and big visionaries, but their brain didn't necessarily work in that logical, practical way. And I have this uncanny ability to integrate proven practical tools and resources with a conscious and very creative visionary mind. And it seems to be a great sweet spot in the entrepreneurial community. So in my own journey, I found that being passionate was not the only ingredient to success. I found that loving what I did wasn't enough to be really successful in a way that propelled my passions and my excitement beyond hobby status and into successful business. And it was so much harder than I thought it was until I learned the 7 success amplifiers that I'll be teaching you during the time together in this podcast. It took me almost 2 years of struggle and feeling really overwhelmed and exhausted and wondering if I'd made the right decision to figure out how to make money in a service-based business. And once I figured it out, here's what was really interesting. I leapt from struggling to make about $1,000 consistent dollars every month to breaking 6 figures. And then I was on fire. I was unstoppable. I had turned this faucet on and the faucet just kept getting more and more flow to it. And that's great. But then at a certain point, I hit a whole new level of learning and something that had to get figured out as a business owner. And that was what happens when the flow doesn't stop and you become a bottleneck to your growth. And so I've hit a lot of different levels in my own business of growth and trying to figure out what works at the different stages of our business. And here's tip number 1. What got you where you are right now won't get you to your next level of success. You've probably heard that before, but do you really know what it means? Do you know that every level of business success, every time you hit six figures for the first time, or you hit the mid six figures, you break seven figures, it requires a very different version of you, your team, and strategies so that your business doesn't basically blow up or implode as you're trying to figure it out. So this podcast is full of really, really powerful tips that you can apply at any level of success. And I want to help you avoid a lot of the pitfalls where maybe you become a bottleneck to your own growth, or maybe you're having a lot of barriers mentally or physically with your productivity habits that are causing you to work way too hard for way too little. So you'll love what comes through as I do some of my, what I call Get Amplified coaching sessions live here on the podcast that you can learn from my coaching other people. So let me share with you the seven success amplifiers that I'll be teaching over and over and over again and giving you examples and case studies and tools and resources for you to be able to apply them into your business. Now, the first one is monetize. And monetize is the idea that you can take your passion or your ideas or your vision and translate it to making money. And the reason why this one's super, super important, because first of all, let me just say, I don't believe success is all about making money, but without money, it's hard to feel successful and it's hard to accomplish more. As a matter of fact, I'm a big believer in focusing on profits, not just revenue, because the more cash flow we have, the more we can invest in the strategies to help us grow our impact and our ability to inspire and influence others. So the strategies around monetizing are here to help you understand unique, out-of-the-box, and sometimes proven approaches to making more consistent cash flow in your business. Amplifier number two is what I love, 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 and that is leverage. Leverage is the concept of applying less effort to get more results. And this was definitely one of my pivot points in my own business trajectories when I really understood how leverage could be used in every facet, from my time and my talent to leveraging other people to get more done, to also understanding how could I leverage the way in which I serve others? How can I help them get more for less money, less time, less energy, so that there's a great win-win? So I'll be covering so many of the things I've learned along the way. Amplifier number three is simplify. Now simplify, sometimes people go, really simplify? Okay, here's why. Really creative people tend to overcomplicate things. We make things so complicated in our mind, and then we make the way we do things so complicated in our business, and then we make our offerings too complicated, and guess what? A confused customer doesn't buy. So one of the things that I think is overlooked and underused in a sustainable, growing business is simplification. And I have been watching an extraordinary amount of thought leaders in my industry right now blowing up their businesses, literally walking away because it got so complicated that it was draining them and exhausting them, and they were finding that they'd lost the passion for their business. So don't underestimate the power of a simple business. I have a friend who is a multi-million dollar business owner, and they focused on one product for years and years and years. They did not overcomplicate their business, and they were able to really amplify their income and their impact by focusing. So number three is simplify. Let's move on to number four. Now, I learned the power of number four a few years ago when I realized that many of my clients, me included at the time, were spending a lot of time on things that weren't working well. And number four is optimize. Optimize in order to multiply. Now, optimize basically means that you figure out what works and do more of it. Or you figure out what's not working and you assess, and sometimes you need a coach to help you with this, how can you make it perform better? What are some simple things you can do to swing that door wider, to be able to get more flow, to touch more people with it and get it to convert better? You know, there's a lot of different things you can look at. But the idea behind optimizing is you don't necessarily create new things to create more money. You make what you have perform better. And again, it's often overlooked. Now, let's move on to number five. Number five is something I called energize. And energy is the fuel of an entrepreneur. It is the catalyst for inspiration and motivation. And an entrepreneur without energy is a depressed and what I call understimulated being. And oftentimes, the very thing that's missing is energy. I've been working with this amazing woman this last year, and it's why I put Energize in the Amplify podcast. And the teaching that I have on amplifying for success is this woman is so talented, such a genius, and she had lost her energy. And we focused on doing nothing but re-energizing her spirit and her body and her mind, and she's on fire. It's almost like somebody turned the lights on in a dark room. And when you energize and learn how to maintain energy and then amplify energy so that it's you have this unstoppable beingness, there's nothing that can get in your way. There's nothing that can daunt you. And it's like you look at every situation as if you can't be stopped instead of what will happen if I fail. It changes the entire game. Now, you may not have a problem with energy. You may have too much energy. So you might find helpful in the podcast and some of the things I'll teach is how to balance energy and really integrate all the parts of your life. So I'm really excited for Energize. As a matter of fact, the people in my Amplify Your Success community get a cool freebie in the first couple weeks of the year when I share a really, really great resource on how to keep your energy. I have a recipe book that I've created because I struggled with energy myself. And so I just love cooking and I love the way food can amplify your energy when you understand the power of good nutrition and clean eating. So I know that's a big mystery for a lot of people. So I love sharing those resources with everyone. Now let's talk about amplifier number six. It's mindset. I'll let you in on a little secret about me. I have come from a place in my life as a young person where I was negative, I was angry, and I was very, very daunted with how to be successful in the world. And so my first couple years of being an entrepreneur was a massive immersion into the power of mindset and learning how to use my mind to create any outcome I wanted and understanding that if I wasn't getting the results I desired, that I could look back to my mindset, which is in essence my beliefs, my thoughts, and my attitude about a situation. And I could literally change that in order to change how I could achieve better results. My number one breakthrough, that $1,000 stuck point to breaking six figures in under 9 months, was completely attributed to the power of my mind. And so many of us are walking around with polluted and toxic mindsets, hoping to grow our success, get more money, impact more people. And we don't understand that we are the very thing in our own way. So I'll be tackling a lot of little simple mindset shifts, as well as when we do the coaching spotlights in the Get Amplified spotlights. It's a really powerful part of what we do is look at where we can make some simple shifts in our thinking to create better results and more sustainable results and really get out of our way to achieve bigger goals and that dream vision you have. Now, number seven is influence. And, you know, influence happens when you get the first six tackled. You really have to have the first six tackled before your influence can grow and evolve. And influence, in essence, is our ability to inspire action in others, to be seen as someone that is kind of showing the way for how to get where we want to go. And we influence people every day. We influence our children. We influence our team. We influence our friends, and we don't even know it, not to mention the influence we have over the people that we serve. I believe that we have a responsibility to influence with integrity as well as with power. So we'll be tackling that. Like, how can you be a powerful influencer, but also be very much in integrity and inspire people from a very, very extraordinary place? I like to consider it like it's the new era of influence. So we'll be tackling some really cool stuff around that. Now, those are the seven: monetize, leverage, simplify, optimize, energize, mindset, and influence. And I share all of these tips in my Amplify Your Success community. You're welcome to come join us for free. You can get it now at melaniebenson.com/get-amplified. Super simple. Now, in this podcast, I'm pretty clear I'm going to be breaking a lot of rules. Like, I'm not really going to do this the way everybody else does it. I want you to get inspired in a lot of different ways because I'm inspired by a lot of different things. And so I'll be rotating through some tips, like where I literally do a big download of how you might monetize your business better. What's a way that you can optimize your business. And I'll be teaching you a lot of different strategies and insights and tips as I'm working through them with my clients and my own business. And as I, you know, talk with friends who are figuring stuff out too. And speaking of friends, once in a while, you know, I'm going to bring you an inspirational interview with someone who I think is pretty awesome and has built their own massively successful business. And I think there's some things that they've done that you could learn from. And we may have some chats. I have some great conversations with people who are really successful out there. And I'm always kind of like, God, I wish I could record this conversation and share it with people because there's so much value here. So when I get permission from my friends, we'll do that. And it'll be kind of like that. We're having a glass of wine or a cup of coffee and inviting you into the conversation to talk about something that's really, really big that's happening in our lives and in our business. And one of my favorite parts of this podcast is I'll be doing live Get Amplified coaching sessions. And these are people that are applying to work with me and they've agreed to be spotlighted on the podcast and basically get coached live so that you can learn from the coaching too. And I'll probably be throwing in some resource reviews and some tools and things that I learn along the way that I think would be helpful for you. So see what I mean? There's going to be a lot of different things that we tackle here. I don't want to be inside of a box. I want to be able to bring you the things that I think are going to help you. So thanks for being here. If you're excited about the show, I would really love for you to let's give it a little shout out. Let's give it some life, give it some energy. You know, people love hearing what you think. So would you be willing to go over to iTunes and give me a little rating? Give me a couple stars, 4 stars, 5 stars. Hey, give me 10 stars. No, I'm just kidding. They don't have 10 stars. But give us a little shout out and help us get in front of more people. I'm really, really excited to make this one of the best podcasts. And speaking of that, come join us in the Amplify Your Success community. You can find us at melaniebenson.com/get-amplified. And I want to hear from you. Tell me, what do you want me to cover here? Every week, I'm giving you an opportunity to say, hey, Mel, I need a little help with this, or I'm confused about that. And I want to know what you want to be covering here so I can help you amplify your impact, your income, and your success. All right, I'm looking forward to connecting with you more. Stay tuned for another fantastic show on Amplify Your Success. This is Melanie Benson. See you next week.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.